97.7 The Buzz.
Try not to think about it.
It's gonna be a party, man. Right on. I'll play slot machines and keep losing, yeah. It's gonna be a party.
Don't be coy. You know you need the Sunday Buzz. Here's Bill Vickery.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
During the break, communicating with a friend of mine who's actually serving in Afghanistan. We're huge with the troops in Afghanistan. Hashtag, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Hashtag, by the way, my man here headed to Vegas tomorrow. We touched on this, and I'm going to get to this whole Obama shooting a shotgun. That was an awkward, man. That was Michael Dukakis in the tank. That's just awkward. but my man Hashtag here headed off to Vegas tomorrow morning. What flight are you on? What are you?
It's Frontier Airlines.
Well, what time?
Oh,
I'm less concerned with the carrier here, Hashtag. I want to.
No, I'll be arriving after sunset.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get in Monday evening. Mm-hmm. How long are you there?
Till Friday.
Wow. So you've got four nights there.
Yeah, so three full days of...
Right. I'm less concerned again. See, never been to Las Vegas,
sorry.
Have you?
Lot happens
you've
night.
Never been to Las... I mean, this is your first trip.
This is
trip.
First trip, yeah.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Days are irrelevant.
Okay.
Okay? The daytime is irrelevant. If you tell me that you're on some sort... If I get a message from you, hey, just saw the Hoover Dam, you're fired.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You're fired. If you see any daylight whatsoever... You're fired.
Okay.
Vegas is a nocturnal city.
Mm-hmm.
All fun happens in Las Vegas from midnight to 7 a.m. So you're flying out. I like when you're getting there. You land at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
You head straight to your hotel. Now, where are you staying again?
The Hooters. The Fabulous Hooters Hotel. Okay.
Is this a radio station comp? Is the radio station comped you for this? Okay, so you're using... Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your own funds.
My own funds.
You're supporting yourself. Unlike a lot of people here at this station, who'll look for some kind of sweet comp or something like
that. It's non-PTO.
Right. You're just going as yourself.
Yeah.
No hashtag, no anything. Ay, ay, ay. Sorry, just again, we're huge with guys in Afghanistan right now, with our troops. so you're... You're staying at the Hooters Hotel.
There wasn't a lot of options.
I
want to
No. I like where you see. I like your focus here. see a lot of folks now. A lot of responses coming in. No one realizing that Hooters has a hotel in Las Vegas. This ought to be. I'm going to find out who the GM of that hotel is. I'm going to let them know who they've got coming into town. I'm going to let them know. A celebrity. Wait, look, I mean, thousands and thousands of people listening to this program right now. All plans being made. The Convention and Visitors Bureau ought to be on the horn with us right now. So you're staying at the Hooters. Is there any possible way you could get someone to take a photo of you at the front desk of the hotel? Just because I want to see what that interaction looks like.
I could probably manage that.
Okay. So you get in. Oh, sweet. Stats has found a hard line. Okay. Now, do you have plans, or you? Is this kind of a seat of the pants thing? Tell me what you've made plans on doing while you're in Las Vegas.
The only plan is Penn and Teller on a Wednesday night.
Good call.
Other than that, it's just transportation plans. So.
Good call. You had mentioned something about taking a bus.
Yeah.
I don't know how do I say this. Don't.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, I thought I'd be, you know, with maybe some older people.
You can't. Hashtag.
That's what I like to say. Yeah.
You're killing me. Don't plan on taking the bus in Las Vegas. What are you?
I've never been before.
I get it. I understand. This isn't like, you know, the family trip to Schenectady.
I'm used to Disney World, Bill, you know.
I know. You have to be the only adult male that I know that will go to Disney World and Las Vegas and not have children, you know, in 1 year. So, okay, staying at the Hooters, going to go see Penn and Teller, good move. You know, you're going to want to hit a little bit of gambling, going to hit some tables somewhere. I'm a downtown sort of guy. I don't really like the big, you know, the tourist, the Wynn and all those places. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I like staying there. What about clubs? What VIP bottle service areas are we looking for here? Pure? Where are we headed? Pure?
I think I was thinking about getting a table reserved.
If you're going to get up in a club.
Popping bottles.
That is a good point. That's a very long time for your first trip to Vegas.
That's what I've been told. So.
Because a day in Vegas is like a dog year.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I know you. I know you. And my concern is that you will be out of money and broke at 7 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Yeah. It's a possibility.
Is your return plane ticket paid for?
Yes, okay. It is paid for, so.
And you have my number in case something should go wrong.
Uh-huh.
So, now... Here's just a piece of advice. When you're up in a club, mm-hmm. and it's you and LeBron or whomever else you're going to be there with, and maybe you've got two or three young, attractive women around you at that point, be careful. Be careful there now. Because sometimes, and this may come as a shock, mm-hmm. these women have ulterior motives when they're around you in Vegas.
Not just my personality?
Maybe they like the Star Wars t-shirt mm-hmm. that I'm sure you'll be wearing. But, you know, mm-hmm. maybe. Don't let them see how swelled up your roll
right.
is. Don't let them see your pockets full grown.
Mm-hmm.
Your paper on swole. Mm-hmm. You don't want... Keep. I tell you what, take a hundy and put it on top of a roll of ones, a little flash money,
mm-hmm.
see? But that way, if something goes wrong or you start to make bad decisions, you got a stop loss there.
Right.
You
so
can
just
limit
keep that
yourself.
Illusion, you know?
Right, exactly. You want your flash money on the outside. Hey, ladies, let me buy somebody a drink. And then just roll it from the inside.
Yeah. Then they find out the hard way that he has nothing.
Keep $2 for yourself. So. here we go. Lots of advice pouring in for hashtag here. Once he, where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't tell me the amount, but have you budgeted some money here?
Yes.
Okay. And you're including, your budget doesn't include you anticipating winning anything, right? In other words, you're not saying,
I'll probably have $1 million.
Place in 21, right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're the kind of guy that they put on the billboard. This man won $1 million. Some casino executive is going to put you on a billboard. You're going to be like that bad Joe Esterhaus movie that had the girl from Saved by the Bell in it, Showgirls.
Oh,
that's
okay.
You're going to be the male version of Showgirls. Okay.
Get a job there.
So you right, just stay. You're Nomi Malone or whatever her name was. So we know now when you're up in the club,
mm-hmm.
bottles pull a bub. So you're there. These ladies that may be coming around, you got like $20 worth of ones, but you've got your C note as flash money on the outside. Put a rubber band around it. Don't take a money clip, because that's a sure sign that you're a goober.
Mm-hmm.
Put a rubber band around your paper. Flash money on the outside. Now, when you know your trip is over, when a five is all you have for flash money on the outside. So. Be careful what they say to you. Be careful what you agree to. Listen to me now. Don't. And just, you know, you just assume that everyone has an ulterior motive. I'm sending you out into the world, and I'm worried about you. So Penn and Teller on a Wednesday night. And then just kind of, you can kind of play it by ear. You land Monday night. Your first urge Monday evening is going to be you're going to want to go out, get into it immediately. Resist that urge. Pace yourself as you get into it, okay? Pace yourself as the day goes along.
See, the MGM's right across the street, so I was thinking as soon as I get there, I'll just dive right in.
Well, look, that's a tried and true Hollywood, Vegas
mistake.
Staple. Is the MGM. So you might want to make a lap over there. This is what smart move for you. Hit the lobby bar. Get you one cocktail and just kind of work around. You know what I mean? Just move around. What are you wearing? This is critical. What are you wearing?
I haven't decided, actually, because I'm packing today, so.
If I were you, I would wear mostly blues and blacks.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look good in here the other day when you had the tie on and everything.
Something like that.
I'd look at that. And if anyone asks you, you're there on business.
Okay.
And just say, well, what do you do? I'm in the radio business. I have a radio show.
Well, the UFC fight was last night. I was on Radio Row probably or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you work in a radio story.
Yeah.
You want to tell them that's where you – see, that's your good – I was syndicated throughout – my show, The Sunday Buzz, was syndicated throughout the South.
You know Bill Vickery, right?
Well, no, see. Wait.
I can't just
– No. You build yourself up first.
Okay.
Let's work on your Vegas story. So you're there and you're black with your cocktail. You're moving around. Yeah, I just thought I'd stick around a few more days. See, that lets everybody know you're in charge of your own schedule. You don't have to make it back to some 9-to-5 job. You're out there in Vegas, you know? Mm-hmm. And you were there to cover an event, you know? Mm-hmm. Sprinkle in the fact, the show's syndicated, you know? This is Sunday Buzz. Well, we originated out of Little Rock, but we're syndicated on a number of other stations.
It is worldwide. I mean, many of our troops.
Here's the no. You know what the beauty is? You have been in Vegas to cover the Super Bowl for Vegas.
Okay.
Like what goes on in the Super Bowl? You're broadcasting live, and you wrote a story for Sporting News. You want to make it a somewhat obscure publication. You know what I mean? I wrote a story for Yahoo Sports. Nobody's going to find you when you say that. So see, you're a writer, and you're a radio guy. That way that you don't say TV, because you don't want it to be too recognizable. But really? Yeah. I was out here, did a story on Vegas and the Super Bowl and what goes on, everything for Yahoo, and then we did my show out here. Interviewed some guys that came in. Barkley was in town. That's it. Sprinkle a couple of athletes' names. MJ and I, that guy. And then you get to tell a quick aside. Huh. Never seen a guy put away as big a steak as that guy ate last night. See? Boom, right there. Just dot. And you are flying into, by the way, McCarran Airport the day after the Super Bowl. It's the busiest day of the year. No, that's good. You're going to run into people leaving town. See, your story is going to work out perfectly. I know we're up against it. I want to continue this tutorial. Lots of advice streaming in for Hashtag as he heads to Vegas tomorrow. Writer, radio guy. Can we work up a quick Wikipedia page for you? And then that way,
Google it.
I just thought I'd stick around for a few days. Just enjoy Vegas. That's what you want. I just want to enjoy Vegas. I was working all through the Super Bowl and then did my show. And then I filed this article. And so now, finally, I've got a few days here. I thought, I just want to stick around. Gamble a little bit. Got some friends from L.A. coming in. Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. Got a few friends from L.A. coming in. That way, you're just not there. But think about going and seeing Penn and Teller. See? What's your number? I'll shoot you a text. When my friends get here. See? Oh, Hashtag. I'm going to write some of this stuff down.
Okay.
Write some of this stuff down during the break. Bullet points. Oh, yeah. You're never coming back. You are never coming back. Call my buddy Bill. You can give my number. Hey, where's Matt? Is Matt still there? I was hoping to catch up with him. He's needed in New York. I'll send you a text saying, guys love the article. I want to talk to you about a book. How quickly can you get to New York? See? Can you believe this? I mean, I'm going to blow this off for a couple of days.
Look at this text.
Look at this text. This is the stuff I'd have to deal with.
Jeez. Trying to relax here.
They want me in NYC. I'm taking 48 hours. I'm sending, push the meeting back till next week. The book will hold. This is a believable story here, hashtag. Now we got to work on where you came from. Let's say oil parents. We'll do this during the break. We want your backstory.
My backstory.
Andover, Yale, and then, you know, to rebel against my parents, I went into journalism, writer, radio guy. You know, I only make it down to Dallas to see him a couple of times a year since they sold our big farm out in Odessa, Midland, Odessa. Let's see, this is perfect for you. Perfect. Stay with us. Back with more. Children.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Well, the advice beginning to pour in here for my man Hashtag as he heads to Vegas tomorrow, putting a cover story in place for him. He will, four nights?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you leave Friday? You leave early Friday morning?
Yeah, well, 11-ish, yeah.
That's not bad. Because you want to have that morning flight out because you just... I know folks that don't even get a room, you know, just valet check their bags the night before, the afternoon before, and they're out. They got a seat at the Spearmint Rhino, and they go to the airport and take off. So, yeah, that's what you want to do. This is the story that we've decided to go with for Hashtag over here as when he lands in Vegas Monday night. He's a radio personality and a writer. He's been in Vegas to do a story about Las Vegas during the Super Bowl, what goes on there, all the parties and everything. That gives you the avenue then to sprinkle in a few names where you can say, like, you know, Barkley's cut way down. He didn't need anything but Jordan. My God, the man he just annihilated a steak last night. And we went through a bunch of wine. I'm a little hungover. We went through a bunch of wine. See, that's a nice segue. Mm-hmm. Put your flash money on the outside. C-note goes on the outside.
Rubber band.
Rubber band, not a money clip. You got $21 bills with a C-note on the outside. Flash money. So now we have what you do. I'll shoot you a couple of key texts. This is what you say. Ah, look at this. You know, you're sticking around for a couple of days just to take it easy. And then... I'll send you a couple of texts saying, "Hey, we really need you back in New York. We need, you know, we got a couple of chapters we need to go over for your book." See, and that way you can just say, "Man, these blah blah blahs. They never look at this. There's no way I'm headed back to New York today. What are you doing the rest of the week?" I'm staying here. I'm blowing this thing off. Oh, you write a book? Yeah. It's a book about sports and politics in America. Ooh, that's even better. That's great. Perfect. Sports and politics. The intersection of sports and politics. Okay, now we need to work on your backstory. Okay, you've taken very good notes over there. Here's my suggestion. Oil-rich family from Texas. You got a little bit of a regional accent you can play with. And you got into sports writing and the radio thing as a way to rebel. Your dad wanted you to go in the family business, and you said no. So that's why you kind of broke out on your own. Now write this down. You went to Phillips Academy, which is a very prestigious prep school on the East Coast, and then Yale. But you dropped out of Yale because you got a radio gig, okay, doing play-by-play baseball for a minor league team. And you've never looked back. Here comes, I will say this, a lot of folks weighing in now, good point, Chris, really concerned with you spending four nights in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Typically, a 48-hour stint is that would wear down the normal human being. I'm going to check on you after 36 hours. But so, yeah, there's a lot of, you may need to, you might also need, you may need just a recovery day, okay? And that might be one of those things, that's easy, see? You, okay, I'm worried about you for the length of time you're going to spend. Right. But now, back to your backstory. Oil-rich family from Texas. Mm-hmm. Phillips, Yale, dropped out of Yale to do play-by-play for a minor league baseball team, loved it, and haven't looked back. Radio shows in syndication, it's on Sunday mornings. Sports writing thing you do, you love that too. Just finished the column, lengthy column I did for Yahoo Sports. Mm-hmm. No girl is ever going to find you in Yahoo Sports. They're going to, you know, it sounds okay.
And they'll never read a book.
Oh, they're never going to read anything. Never, no, of course not. We need to come up with a catchy title for your book. Or, even better, you can just say, all we've got is a working title right now, and I really can't come up with something. What do you think? What would be a good catchy title for, like, a book on sports, how sports and politics work together? See, you're engaging them. You're bringing them in at that point, right there. The little kitty cat. Come here. So, that's a good one. You ask them for title suggestions. I don't know. I mean, if you saw something in a bookstore, what would make you go over and pick it up and read it? What would do that? I mean, or just if you saw something you were going to download, what would it be? Now, by no stretch of the imagination, never, ever, ever mention Star Wars or Star Trek. Promise me that that's going to be the case. I'm begging you. If you bring up Star Trek,
I will try.
I know.
Just failed right there.
The minute that you start to talk about the Omega Sector or whatever else, or how the Rebel Force was way too small to have attacked the Death Star, or when you get into that conversation, it's over. They're done. They're turning around and walking away.
I gotta leave that back home.
You leave. Try. You tell yourself every night before you go out. No Star Wars, no Harry Potter, no Hobbit. If you say the words Bilbo Baggins,
don't come back.
Don't come back. You're fired. So, no Harry Potter, no Star Wars, none of that. No Lord of the Rings. Don't even just leave that.
Okay.
Or if you do, mention how you did an article on Peter Jackson and his love of American football.
Okay,
and that's how you can say, you know, so I kind of got into. If you slip up, if you slip up, mention that you did an article on George Lucas and his love of football, because then that way, they'll realize. Okay. Now what? Oil rich family from Texas. They live in Dallas now, you know. They've split up and they live in Dallas and Houston. This is good for you. I'm really looking forward to this. And then you could just take a pic. Hey, let me take a pic with you. I'll send it to my buddy, my editor back in New York. That's how you got to say those words. My editor back in New York. Really? See? This is going to work. This is going to work. You're never coming back. If you execute my plan, mm-hmm. I feel like Tony Robbins right now. I'm a motivational speaker. If you execute this plan, you've got very good notes over there. We need to work a mechanism in where you can refer to the notes.
Yeah.
Don't write them on your hand, but maybe like, oh, here's a good one. Inside like a cup, write them on the inside, and then that way you just drink from the one side, but you can always look in and go, yeah, I went to Andover Prep and then Yale, but I dropped out to do minor league baseball. And, of course, I just hated my dad. My dad's name? Hey, let me have a drink here real quick. Then you can get to it. See, don't go too far down in the cup.
Because, it'll keep me from jumping ahead.
Right, exactly, right. Pace yourself, you know. What do you think the book should be called? I mean, what would make you pick up a book and read it like that? Oh, I'm really looking forward to this, hashtag.
Thanks for
the advice. I'm excited. Hooters, good hotel. See, here's the thing. You may bump into somebody who works there. Yeah. Bartender. You will run into female bartenders that will ask you what you're doing there. Go with my story.
That can be good practice, too, the first night.
Great. So. Take that first night and make a lap.
Right.
Become familiar with your story. Dig in with it. Maybe add a few details to it. A sister who you never speak to again. The two of you are fighting over your parents' money. That's even better. Oh, that's even better. Yeah. She's had me in court. I just let all the lawyers work it out. I don't know. She's been on. She's the greedy one. Code name, Art Vandelay. Oh, DeCample. Well, I'm really excited now for you, hashtag. You're going to have. I'm just worried. I mean, a lot of guys make a great point here. Four nights for a Vegas novice. Whew. Keep your flash money on the outside, but keep your really important bills in your sock.
Okay.
Stay with us. Stats Nordsworthy up. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl all next hour. Stay with us.